USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The suspect in the University of Idaho murders will reportedly not fight extradition.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Northern California getting shaken up on the first day of 2023 by a 5.4 magnitude earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says it struck around 10:30 in the morning local time in Humboldt County. This comes nearly 2 weeks after a 6.4 magnitude quake in the same area killed two, injured around a dozen, caused widespread damage. So far, there are no reports of injuries or damage from Sunday's earthquake. Pope Francis is marking the beginning of the new year just one day after the death of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. The Pope urged the faithful to use the new year to share God's love with everyone. Three NYPD officers are recovering after being injured in the machete attack near Times Square on New Year's Eve. New York Post is reporting that a rookie officer was working the New Year's Eve security detail when he was slashed in the head by a man wielding a machete. One of the victim's fellow officers opened fire on the suspect, wounding him in the shoulder. New York City Mayor Adams.
We're really pleased by the response and how our officers handled this situation. All three of the officers are in stable conditions, and there are no credible threats to New Yorkers at this time.
The 19-year-old suspect is recovering from his wounds and is in custody. New York City has their first murder for 2023 in the Claremont Village section of the Bronx. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Anita Pointer, the Grammy-winning writer, singer, and founding member of the Pointer Sisters, is dead at the age of 74. Pointer's publicist said she was surrounded by family at the time of her death on Saturday. Her family released a statement saying Anita was the one that kept all of them close and together for so long. The group won two Grammys in the 1980s. College football national championship is set in dramatic fashion following the Peach Bowl. Jerry Barmash has more.
In the biggest upset since the playoff system was created, third seed Texas Christian upended unbeaten number 2 Michigan 51-45 at the Fiesta Bowl Saturday. TCU is the first Big 12 team to punch a ticket to the title game in the college football playoff era. It was the highest combined score in Fiesta Bowl history.
The days of lighting one up and watching the waves wash in on the beaches of Miami Beach are over. This according to local officials who say a smoking ban is now being enforced at all Miami Beach municipal parks and public beaches. Under the new measure, which went into effect today at midnight, those violating the new law can be fined $100 and get hit with a 60-day jail sentence. James Cameron's follow-up to his 2009 blockbuster continues to rule North America's box office. Avatar: The Way of Water grossed an additional $63 million over the New Year's weekend. The special effects feature has made over $421 million in the U.S. and Canada. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,